For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. Investment professionals reveal how they find their next great idea, what gives them their investment edge, and a few personal stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Capital Client Group, Inc.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, the 28th of August. I hope you're well. Coming up.
And they may still be considered for a higher preference offer in a later round.
Thousands of Leaving Cert students to get college offers today, and the counties with the fewest homes to buy or rent revealed. Plus we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. First up this morning, the class of 2024 will receive their first round of college offers later today. Students need to log on to their requested course on cao.ie to see if they've been successful in their application. The first round offers open at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Eileen Keelahan, Head of Communications with the CAO, says there are plenty of options for students who are disappointed today.
Applicants will be able to log in from 2 p.m. today to check if they have received an offer. At this point, applicants cannot change their mind. There is, however, a facility called Available Places, which will open on the CAO website at noon. The facility where applicants can add in courses that have places remaining after all of the offers have issued and the waiting list has been exhausted.
Finding a home to buy or rent is getting harder, but some counties have it tougher than others. That's the finding of a report from Savills Ireland, which says Monaghan has the fewest homes to buy or rent in Ireland. Dublin has been ranked 8th worst for buying, but not as hard for renting, while Meath and Kildare have limited availability for both buying and renting. John Ring, Director of Research at Savills, says many people want to stay close to the capital for work.
If we look at the properties for sale, which other counties were in the top five? Monaghan, Meath, Kildare, Carlow and Louth. So what do they have in common? They're all in the greater Dublin area. So what we believe is happening in terms of the sale market is that there's greater demand for those properties near Dublin and with greater working flexible practices that people are within striking distance of the office in Dublin.
Over 5,000 mortgages were approved last month, with 106 first-time buyers drawing down loans every day. The Banking and Payments Federation's monthly report shows mortgage approval has increased by 18.6% month on month. An increase of just under 12% was recorded since this time last year, with movers representing 23% in the study. Chief Executive of the BPFI, Brian Hayes, says first-time buyers are driving up the figures.
What's really interesting from the figures is that about 62% of the total volume of mortgage approvals is to first-time buyers. So first-time buyers are by far the majority segment of the Irish mortgage market. And I suppose it speaks to the supply of new houses to deal with that very significant demand for first-time buyers.
The Taoiseach says immigration is a good thing, but we need to speed up how we process new arrivals. He was speaking after a meeting with the French president in Paris yesterday, as CSO figures reveal immigration has hit a 17-year high. Almost 150,000 people immigrated to Ireland in the first 12 months up to April this year. Simon Harris says Ireland desperately needs immigrants travelling here to work.
What Ireland needs to do is make sure it has the systems in place to properly process people, provide people who are coming seeking international protection with a yes or a no more quickly. If it's a yes, welcome them, integrate them, help them work in our economy where we desperately need people to work in some sectors. If it's a no, make sure they leave our jurisdiction much more quickly.
It's understood Joe Biden's top Middle East advisor has met with senior Qatari leaders to discuss a possible ceasefire and hostage deal between Israel and Hamas. A US official says Brett McGurk held talks in Doha following several days of negotiations in Cairo. High-level discussions ended in Egypt on Sunday without a final agreement. Lower-level negotiations are expected to resume today in Qatar. and international charities condemning the relocation of mothers and their children in the direct provision system days before schools return. Action Aid Ireland says it's scandalous that some lone parents received letters ahead of the start of a new school year telling them they must move to different accommodation by the middle of September. The charity says the mothers must now find new school places and special needs assistance for their children. Action Aid Ireland's head of programmes, Gráinne Kilcullen, says one woman living in direct provision in Mayo for 10 years now have to move from Ballyhaunas to Ballina.
She's really, really devastated, and it's not feasible for her to be able to find the extra support that one of her sons needs, and also to be able to uproot her life in Ballyhaunas with the community and the support she has there, to move to Ballina now, scrambling to find a place in a school and causing so much distress to her children who have made so many efforts to try and integrate.
Donald Trump has been hit with a fresh indictment over allegations he attempted to interfere with the 2020 US presidential election. The document keeps the same criminal charges but narrows the allegations against the former US president. It removes accusations over which the Supreme Court has ruled he's immune from prosecution. Mr. Trump says it's an act of desperation. An Irish-American law firm is reporting a surge in calls from Irish immigrants in the US concerned about their immigration status. It comes as the presidential election ramps up and the issue of immigration takes center stage. Donald Trump is promising to revive immigration policies like pledges of mass deportations and ending birthright citizenship if he's successful. Democratic candidate Kamala Harris has criticised Trump's hard line on immigration, but is also showing support for border security. Fiona McEntee, managing attorney at McEntee Law Group, says Irish immigrants are living in fear.
It's really hard to just put this into words. It has such a chilling impact, like the anti-immigrant rhetoric sentiment policies. People are afraid that somehow their citizenship could be revoked, and it's based on fear. We're seeing people kind of mid visa process or mid green card process be concerned about what might happen if the election ends up with, you know, a second Trump presidency.
In entertainment news, Molly Mae Haig has broken her silence following news of her split from Tommy Fury earlier this month. In an Instagram post, the reality TV star thanked fans for being the best online friends she could ever have wished for. The couple met on Love Island in 2019 before getting engaged last year, and they have a daughter together. And in sport, the opening ceremony for the 2024 Paralympic Games gets underway in Paris this evening. Team Ireland will be represented by 35 Irish athletes. The three-hour ceremony will be held across iconic Parisian venues rather than in just one stadium. It'll be broadcast from 7:30 this evening. Nasa Russell, chef de mission with Team Ireland, says the competition itself also begins today.
The opening ceremony kicks off first, which gets us all going, which is great. And then actually we're straight into swimming, cycling and archery on the first day. We're looking for good performances from all the teams. They've all just come in from their various training camps around Europe. They're settling into the village. It's a great atmosphere there, and it's a really, really good setup.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.